Hello, this is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, your go-to source for everything insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Today is Saturday, April 12th, 2025, and here's your daily financial services news wrap. We are kicking off with news about the escalating U.S.-China trade war, which has shifted gear. Yesterday, we saw a massive surge in tensions as the United States slapped a substantial 125% tariff on Chinese goods, a move that was reciprocated swiftly by China, imposing levies on U.S. imports. The repercussion was felt globally, with the Australian Stock Exchange experiencing a plunge of $50 billion. Global market volatility is on the rise, and investors are advised to diversify their portfolios. So keep those investment decks shuffling, folks. Now, let's turn to the domestic front. The Super Members Council is pushing hard to expand Australia's Fair Entitlements Guarantee Scheme to include unpaid superannuation guarantee contributions. A significant move, as annually, the current scheme shortfall affects 2.8 million workers, each losing an average of $1,800. If implemented, this could mean a fairer and more secure financial future for employees. Stay tuned to financialservicesonline.com.au for the latest on this pivotal proposal. In other news, ASIC's commitment to safeguarding financial integrity took the limelight again yesterday. The federal court has appointed liquidators to oversee the liquidation of First Guardian Master Fund and its associates. This comes after concerns over investor risks and management practices at Falcon Capital. Investors, be sure to stay informed about asset distribution updates and always consult advisors about the implications on your investments. Lastly, news crossed our desks yesterday that Suncorp, a prominent Australian insurer, is planning to thin its motor claims assessing team from 70 to 40, offshoring some functions. Despite trade union opposition, the company maintains it is a move to improve efficiency. However, it does bring job security into the limelight again as corporate restructuring continues. That's all for today's daily wrap. Remember, to keep yourself updated with all the latest financial news, just log on to financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off. Stay informed and stay investment savvy, Australia.